Penguin Random House Audio presents The Letter for the King by Tonka Dracht. Read for you by Matt Addis. Dedicated to the Three Stars in the West. Prologue. The Knights of King Dagonaut. This is a tale of long ago, when knights still roamed the land. It takes place in two kingdoms, the land of King Dagonaut to the east of the Great Mountains, and the land of King Unarwen to the west of the Great Mountains. The capital cities of these two realms also bear the name of their kings, the city of Dagonaut and the city of Unarwen. A third land also plays an important part in this tale, but now is not the time for stories of that place. This account begins in the kingdom of Dagonaut. But first, you will need to know more about King Dagonaut and his knights. And, with this in mind, I have transcribed a number of pages on the subject from an old, old book. Our King Dagonaut is a mighty king. His reign is praised as wise and just, and his realm is large and beautiful, with hills and meadows, fertile fields, wide rivers and vast forests. There are mountains in the north and even higher mountains in the west. Beyond those mountains lies the land of King Unarwen, a realm of which our minstrels sing such beautiful songs. To the east and the south, the land is flatter, and enemies from those parts sometimes attempt to invade our country, jealous of the prosperity we enjoy.